Lars Mikkelsen.
I am the thing the men fear.
There's a war brewing between the Cylons. We can't be killed. You're wrong.
You will all fall.
The Originals, Thursdays at 9, 8 central on the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another Talking the Originals. Yes, I'm finally catching up, y'all. And I'm listening to that intro there. I'm thinking, is that when it was on Thursday? I don't know. But yeah, we're going to be talking about the episode, Give 'Em Hell, Kid, that aired on January, February, March, April, May 13th. Yes, I still count on my fingers. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to rant, rave, and review this episode. And then I'm going to run back into the room and watch the season finale of The Originals. For those of you that are tuning in for the first time, welcome. For those of you who have been coming back and returning, thank you very much for all the love. I've got my notes here. I'm going to make this quick. People, I'm not going to lie. You know, I might seem tough, and I might seem I have this really masculine outer exterior, but inside, I'm a lover, and I have feelings. And man, for the second time, this is the second time I watched this episode, I got teary-eyed, man. Was I the only one? At the end of this episode, holy crap, to Elijah, to Cole, to, I was like, man. So, I don't even jump into that part yet. I think some of the big parts here, for me is this episode. Definitely Marcel was not feeling the Mikkelsens for Davina's, and you know, I'm not gonna lie. Until this episode, I thought to myself, she's not dead. She's on the other side. Davina can't die. She's one of my favorites. She's so nice on the eyes. But it's obvious, I think she's gone. Unless somewhere in the spirit world she was able to get into a spirit jar that protected from the spirit explosion. But yeah, I think that's it for Miss Davina Claire. Ah, that sucks. I love the scene between Marcel and Klaus in the loft. I think all their scenes together were great. It was cool to see Klaus finally showing a little heart. Don't get me wrong, I love crazy Klaus. Marcel's family in my eyes, and he's been around, and even though he did bring up some good points of him not feeling like family, he still is. But, I think, yeah, if I had to pick, and I'm a big fan of Klaus and I'm a big fan of Marcel, I would have to be on team Marcel. He was bringing up a lot of good points. So I love the scene, in the loft. Definitely love the scene between Marcel and Klaus on the bridge. Klaus was trying. He's throwing out that olive branch, but Marcel was just like, uh-uh-uh. And then Elijah shows up, and then Elijah's like, you better give it to me. And then, yeah, that's my poor, yeah, that was bad for Elijah. Yeah, so it's obvious now that when Marcel takes out the super wannabe vamp juice, it changes everything. And I think, once again, Marcel was right. Klaus started saying, give it to me and I'll forgive you. And yeah, I just, at that point, I think everything that they were saying to Marcel was all wrong. Like, it was just like, you weren't talking him off a bridge. You were pretty much bossing him off the bridge. But when, you know, when he gets flipped, when Marcel falls on the bridge, I'm thinking to myself, he took it. He took it. He was fast. He was fast. And come to find out that he didn't even take it there. He took it earlier that we did not see. That part there was crazy. Because you knew it was going in a certain direction. And to see Elijah shove his arm clear into Marcel's body and rip out his heart. But I knew that was going to happen. I knew he was going to come back. I knew he took the super juice. But still, to see that, oh, man. And Klaus was not happy. And it was obvious that Elijah was not happy at that moment. And that scene he walks in with Haley. Holy crap. I got teary-eyed. Because just the fact that Elijah's, he's the big brother. And you never see him. But he felt, I think that's almost, I'm trying to remember all the times he's felt bad. And it seemed, I don't know. I think it seems to me that this is the time where he really just, And Haley was just speechless. She's like, just come here. Let me just give you a breast hug. But crazy. That was crazy. I'm still thinking about that whole ending there because it was just really good. It was that whole thing. I don't know what song was playing at the end of that, but that didn't help with the teary-eyed. That was a really good song. Whoever put that in there at that moment during that whole ending there was pretty cool. I mean, the scene between Cole and Davina right there and expressing each other's love, and then all of a sudden Davina's like, "Get out of here, I got this." Tearjerker. And then you see Klaus at the loft taking that Shakespearean book, and he tells Josh that Marcel's dead. And then Vincent, you see in the background, Vincent's like, "You guys don't even know." And then they show Marcel in the water, and his eyes open up, and they turn red like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting because the season finale, I saw the commercial, and all hell breaks loose. It's obvious that something happens to Elijah. Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen it, according to the prophecy. And it seems like Klaus is in some type of mosh pit, but it doesn't look like he's in a very fun mosh pit. And then Rebecca, which I had heard, and that's what sucks for waiting so long to watch the show. I had already heard she was coming back, which I'm happy because I love Rebecca. She is probably my favorite. Like, she's just, from the Vampire Diaries to this, she's just, I love her. And it's obvious that she comes and speaks for the family, which I think I had said that maybe in some of the past recap shows that if anybody can talk Marcel down a little bit, it's going to be Rebecca. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. But I'm excited for the finale. I mean, not going to lie, this episode here could have been a finale. I mean, it was really, really, really good. I mean, I think this whole season, I brought this up last time I recapped the episode. I think my favorite episode is where Joseph Morgan directed. I can't remember what it was called, but he directed one of the episodes, and it happens to be one of my favorite of the season. But this one is a close second. This one was really good. So I'm curious to see how the finale is going to be, and I'm about to go in there and go watch it right now because I need to know what happens. So thanks for tuning in to another recap show. The show is going to be called Talking the Originals. It is available on iTunes now, so you can actually subscribe here on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. But if you go to iTunes and you search Talking the Originals, you'll be able to subscribe on iTunes, and we can keep talking to each other. And you can check out past recap shows. All right, people, have a good one. You can check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. It's got everything on there, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Have a good one, and I'll be back with the finale.
I am Klaus Michelson.
I am the thing the men fear.
There's a war brewing between the Cylons.
We cannot be killed.
You're wrong.
You will all fall.
The Originals, Thursdays at 9, 8 central on the CW.